Today, Iraq's prime minister spoke out on the alleged rape and murder of a young girl and her family by U.S. soldiers. Nouri al-Maliki said he wants to see either an independent Iraqi investigation or a greater Iraqi role for the U.S. military investigation. The rape and murders have fueled anger against U.S. soldiers, with Iraqis calling for the accused to be killed. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad.
It's not the first time Nouri al-Maliki has publicly expressed frustration with the way the U.S. military operates in Iraq. Last month, when allegations surfaced of mass killings in the town of Haditha, Maliki said some troops had no respect for Iraqis and that they killed on suspicion or a hunch. He called the allegations over Mahmoudiya a violation of Iraqi honor and said Iraqis should be part of this latest investigation.
We believe that the immunity given to members of the international forces is what emboldened them to commit such crimes in cold blood. This requires that such immunity should be reconsidered. We say we should be involved in investigating the crimes committed against Iraqis.
But some Iraqis aren't waiting. In Mahmoudiya itself, a rural town south of Baghdad, local authorities have begun their own investigation into what happened there in March. People in Mahmoudiya have named Abir Qasim Hamza as the girl who was raped and then killed and say she was 15, contrary to statements by U.S. criminal investigators that she was 14. The younger sister Hadil, they say, was 7. The U.S. investigators list her as 6 years old. An Iraqi NPR reporter who asked not to be named spoke to residents of Mahmoudiya who said they went to the house the day after the incident because they saw signs there'd been a fire. They believe the soldiers who allegedly carried out the crimes were drunk because, they say, there were empty beer cans in one room. Some residents claim to have found buttons and hair in the dead girl's hand. They said they found her with her dress pulled up to her neck. Her head was resting on a pillow and that the pillow, her head, and her hair were burned. In the U.S., former Army Private First Class Steve Green was charged this week with rape and 4 counts of murder in a federal court in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's charged as a civilian because he was discharged from the army in May. There are at least 4 other American soldiers still in Iraq under investigation. In Baghdad, U.S. military spokesman Major General Bill Caldwell wouldn't comment while the incident was under investigation, but promised that if proven guilty, the forces involved would be held accountable.
We will face every situation honestly. We will leave no stone unturned in our pursuit of the facts, and we'll hold our service members accountable if and when found guilty of misconduct in a court of law.
Caldwell said the investigators were trying to get forensic analysis from the scene and have been working with the family to examine the bodies. Steve Green was discharged before the incident came to light because of a personality disorder. He could face the death penalty if he's convicted. If that happens, Iraqi supermarket owner Ammar Al-Ta'i wants to see it done here in Iraq by Iraqis.
I want them to be crucified at the same house they committed the crime, and the Iraqis who live in Mahmoudiya, the relative, the neighbors of the woman, the father and the girls get to punish them. That would satisfy me.
Money changer Ismail Ibrahim has little hope that justice will come to pass no matter where a trial is held.
If it's an American trial, they won't blame the soldier. If it's an Iraqi trial, then it will be under the control of the American occupation forces.
Ibrahim says those who are guilty should face Islamic law.
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and the guilty must accept this from the avenger. In our creed, the criminal must be stoned to death.
All the investigations are continuing. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.